Hello and welcome to another episode of Making Sense of Social Media. My name is Lori Clausen, and this podcast is intended for the small business owner or the person who's doing social media for a company that just has a lot of questions and challenges, just feel like you're not sure where to turn. The intention behind this podcast is to give you those answers. Today, we have an amazing guest. His name is Sheldon. I've known Sheldon for a few years now. He is a fellow Canadian agency owner. He's so talented. He's so gifted. He's so smart. And he has so many amazing stories. Welcome, Sheldon. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to those watching and listening today?
Hi, my name is Sheldon Payne. I'm the owner of Newfound Marketing. We're a lead generation company in the far eastern part of Canada in St. John's, Newfoundland. We help home service businesses and health and wellness businesses generate leads for their business. That includes making sure that we've got good social media campaigns, email marketing campaigns, a lot of lead generation through paid media campaigns. And then also helping brands use search engine optimization to be able to generate leads for the company as well.
Lead generation is a topic that I think most people don't talk about enough. Like they don't understand that it's the core of your business. So
Yes, it is, yeah.
that's so awesome that's a service that you provide. Just jump right into it. What, in your opinion, and again, expertise, are the main goals of creating and distributing social media content?
Great question. I think the goals definitely differ per business. For some businesses, that if you're trying to get foot traffic into through the door, the goal of social is to be able to let people be aware of who you are, what you offer. And perhaps even a small community, because I think a lot of small businesses, thinking more like restaurants, local restaurants, coffee shops, et cetera, there's typically a community that's kind of around those businesses. And that might be, you know, if you go there at the same time every day of the week, you probably see some familiar faces, begin to have conversations and chats. So I think the purpose for social and that type of business is just continuing to be top of mind and to create awareness of who you are, what's happening, and again to kind of like to foster that community. Now, in terms of like different businesses, you know, if you're an e-commerce brand as an example and you're selling a product, you know, if it's a physical product, then you might be using that more about, you know, letting people be more aware of new products that you have, taking feedback from products that you have to be able to make adjustments. Sales and promotions obviously is going to be a big driver. And that's going to be, again, through, again, elevating brand awareness, but it might be a mix between elevating the brand, but then also if you're doing brand awareness, you also want to have some sales at some point. And then lastly, you know, have other businesses, as I mentioned earlier, about from a lead generation perspective, the goal there for generating content and distributing content might be more about educating a prospective client with maybe a problem that they're looking to solve and just letting that, you know, letting that prospective client know as they're scrolling through their feed, whether it's through Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, or the number of social media channels that we have today. This is a
so
problem
many,
that you can
right?
solve. Well, I think every is like just they keep going and growing and growing. But there's also the ones that are very stable, obviously like Facebook, Instagram, TikTok now is becoming more stable. I think the one too that probably most people don't consider to be a social channel, but we do, is email. We actually
Oh.
consider email as a we approach it email
Yeah.
like a social network.
Do you so for your business, would you say email is a primary driver for getting clients?
Not for our business as such.
Oh, okay. But
A lot
ones
of
that
a lot of
clients that you work with?
Yeah. It's email is again, it's you know, way that we approach it is that we, you know, you're reaching people who either know who you are, so they know, like, and trust you already. So maybe they haven't purchased, maybe they're waiting. But if you take a lot of the content that we're publishing through the social networks, a lot of that content sometimes is being seen by prospective clients. Maybe it's someone who doesn't know, you know, they might have followed you a couple of years ago. Maybe they don't, you know, maybe there's not a need. But email is just an extension of social that we'd like to be able to use. So again, what we really like about using email is and treating it a lot like social is that we're able to see, you know, our list continues to grow. It's ours, unlike other social channels that you don't own. So it's yours. You can control it. If you see someone on the list that is not going to be a buyer, perhaps a competitor, you can remove them from your list as well. You get to see who opens, you get to see even like your VIP, so people who open on a regular basis, but also people who might purchase on a regular basis if you're an e-commerce brand. So we like to think of social or email as another social channel. And if you approach it that way, you know, you can send out a lot of emails, same as you would a lot of social posts. You already have the idea for a social post, so this is just extending that reach to people who already know, like, and trust you.
That is really excellent advice. Listeners, start emailing.
Yeah, and I think the other thing that we really like about using like email as an extension of your social is that you can segment your email campaigns, right? So if you have, you can do VIP, you know, VIP social post that goes out to an exclusive group that might be, you know, repeat buyers or frequent buyers. If you have a target market that's, you know, restricted geographically, then you can use the email list to make sure your emails are only going to go out to people who are potential buyers. People that will be out of, you know, with social, you don't really have that much, as much control. So you can have, you know, if you're a local coffee shop that's in St. John's, Newfoundland, you know, you can have people who follow you from, you know, across Canada, across the US, across the globe, but the likelihood of them coming through your door every single day would be very rare.
Here's a random question, or sort of random, but would you say that you design a social media post the same way that you would design an email in terms of wording? Would you word things the same way, or is it a completely different animal?
It's very similar. Same as you, you know, if you're in the social space, you know, it's usually kind of two practices. One is you post the same thing across each channel. And then I think I would kind of maybe set that if you're just kind of just starting out or you're starting for time, that might be the approach that you take. And obviously as you kind of have more time to do more of your social, you understand your social more, you would begin to tailor the messaging and maybe the image, like the dimension, or maybe you're going to have a video or the caption per channel, and email is kind of treated in the same way. So you're just taking the idea and then you'll adjust that idea in terms of how you're going to promote it.
Yeah, I like that. Let's move on to the next topic, and that is measuring effectiveness of social media content, and maybe your email. You want to speak on that as well. And are there metrics that you consider? Do you also use tools to measure that effectiveness?
That's a great question. Probably the most one that we like to use is reach. You know, you meet a lot of folks and they will talk about, you know, it's the number of likes that a post get or the engagement rate of a post. But we like to look at reach. And the reason why we like to look at reach is because, you know, I don't like every single post when I'm scrolling through my feed. I still see it still captures that snapshot in my mind. And if I see people on a more regular basis, that brand awareness that I mentioned earlier is still there. So using reach as a key metric across all channels is super important, because even, you know, for your listeners out there, how many times have you seen a business that's posted something, or maybe you saw something from friends and family where you saw the post, you went past it and you didn't like it, but then maybe you see that person 2 or 3 days down the road, or you talk to them somewhere and you'll ask them like, oh, like, how did that event go? Or, oh, I realized it was your birthday the other day. You know, they didn't necessarily like or comment on it, but they're still seeing it. So that's why we kind of value reach as being probably one of the more important metrics.
And reach is something that you can determine from backend analytics, correct?
Yeah, so we have a couple of tools. One of the tools that we use for our agency is called Aorca. It's actually a local company. Like the office is not very far from ours. And they started here in St. John's, and now they're growing. We really like it from a collaboration perspective, and they actually provide some good reporting that allows us to see the amount of reach that we have. So we can combine that reach to be, you know, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, X, LinkedIn. So we can kind of combine the total reach that we have. And reach is also important because depending on the platforms, like some platforms may have more reach or better reach than others. Also just because I'm only, you know, I'm only posting to Facebook, but I might be on Facebook and then I might see the same post again on LinkedIn. I may see it on TikTok. I may see it on Instagram. So therefore, the touch points that you have for a prospective client, a customer, you've got multiple touch points because people are seeing that you're posting on multiple networks.
Right. Ayorka, can you spell that for me? I'd like to look that up.
Yep. Just hey, HEY,
Oh,
and then
okay.
yeah, and then orca, just like the whale. Yep.
Oh, okay. Hey, Orca. Sorry. I heard
Sorry.
A. No, it's oh, here we go, all Canadian. Sorry. No, sorry. Sorry.
No
We're
worries.
both Canadian, by the way, listeners. Excellent advice. Reach is so important. And I think so many people are stuck on getting that engagement and getting the likes and the comments. And like all of it is important. But yeah, absolutely. If we have zero reach or limited reach, nothing else is going to happen.
Yeah, and another point on reach too. This kind of goes back to a debate, obviously with social and a lot of marketing. I think, somebody asks you a question in marketing, the answer is always it depends. It's never yes or no, it's always it depends. So I think in when it comes to measuring reach, again, there's the people who will post like say once a day, versus people who will post like 15 times a day. So then when you look at reach, you get the one post that goes out and it's got a shelf life that, might, depending on the quality of the post, it could be a few hours or it could be a few minutes. And then after that, if you post several times a day, all of those would say the reaches for those, if it's 100, 200, 300, if you do that 10, 15 times a day, all of those 200, 300, 400, for each post in the reach, that's a lot. You begin to see, that reach becomes a lot. And sometimes it might be, a client or customer seeing you post twice a day, right? And again, for your listeners, for yourself, for business owners, think about, when you're scrolling through your feeds, more than likely you're seeing some of the same people over and over and over, is because they post frequently, right? So frequency is also important. Frequency and consistency, are super important when you're thinking about social.
Well, that's a great segue into another question, and that is the great debate over quality versus quantity in terms of social media content. Where's your overall strategy or thinking in on that question?
It depends. Sorry.
We should
I
have t-shirts
think
made.
it
It depends.
depends. Yeah. You know our marketer when the answer is always it depends.
So good. I love it.
But I think, again, it depends on the network. It depends on the business, how much time they have as well. So I'll start with network. That we, if you're posting on a platform that's really fast paced, like X or formerly Twitter, that might be a space where the quality might be a little bit less because you're trying to increase the frequency that you have, and the reach of a post, the shelf life is very short, so therefore that the quality of that might be a little bit lower. If you go in more of the B2B space and we're looking at something like LinkedIn, the quality of that, because you're in a professional network, you want that quality probably be to be up a couple of levels from something that you might post through X, and because that shelf life might be a couple of days or even a week, quite often I know personally I'll look through a LinkedIn, I'll go through the LinkedIn feed, and I'll see a post, but that was posted 4 days ago, 5 days ago, and it's still getting, it's still gaining momentum and reach, so therefore you can, the quality of that you want to be a bit better. Facebook's kind of in between. Again, I'll see Facebook posts that sometimes will be, 3, 4, 5, 6 days in the past. You kind of really sometimes you see this if it's a current event, and you'll see like something that's posted and oh, like that was like that happened like last week, but it's still showing up in the feed. But again, I think it's the quality. I think now one and also depend and so quality, it's important depending on network. The second part of that, I think it also depends on the time that you have as well. So if you have time to create more quality posts, then absolutely give that a shot. But if you don't, I think you can also like always be testing. So you can post maybe some content that might not have the quality that some other content might, and it might resonate. And one way to use that in social is if you kind of log your social content and what you're doing. So let's say, you create a post, or maybe the quality is not as good as you wanted it to be, but you still wanted to get that message out. So you post that today, and depending on the type of question or the type of post that it is, maybe in 2 to 3 months from now, you come back and you look at that post again and say, okay, like I posted that, but now that did well, reach, potentially likes, comments, et cetera. Then you can go back and you can take that and like, can I repurpose that? Like, could I do that again and maybe turn this, the post that maybe the quality was a bit lower, like, can I improve the video quality on it? If it's something that was an image, can I change or improve the image? Can I update or upgrade the caption? So I think with a lot of the content that we create, you can always like test quickly where the quality maybe is a little bit lower, but if it resonates, then you can come back again and then you can do it again and again and again. I often think of it like if you have a blog or you're creating blog content, like the first draft that you create, some people will wait till it's like perfectly finished and they'll post it. Another approach is to create the first draft, take it, publish it. Some people will read it, then you might get feedback on the post, but then you get the feedback and then you can go back and you can update it. And or maybe depending on the post, if you look at it from an SEO perspective, the post goes out, you begin to get some traction. But then you can go back and again, you see some of the keywords that people are using, how long they stay on the site, and then you go back and you do a second version and you improve upon that version. So the quality versus quantity posts with social, you can kind of approach it in the same way.
That's such great advice. I'm going to go back and look at some of my older posts and try and repurpose them.
One of the areas where I kind of probably see it the most is Instagram as an example. And again, depending on the view from an Instagram perspective, how when is the last time you found someone new on Instagram as an example? I'm like, I wonder what they posted 2 years ago. Like,
That'd
I'm
be
like, I'm
fun to
not
look.
exactly right. So, and I think we kind of get into that kind of space where we continue to create new content, create new content, and create new content, where sometimes, especially if you're a business owner and you're kind of like starved for time, right? And you don't have the resources and you're kind of curious what can I post? Quite often you can actually go back through older content and you can find something again that, oh yeah, that's still relevant today as it was 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And maybe my account, like the number of people have grown since then. Again, they're not going back and looking at a post that was 2 or 3 years old. So I can take that post and one, I can either just completely just republish it as is, or again, I can go back and I can just polish it up a little bit if I need to and update it and send it back out. One, it's a nice refresher for anyone that's following you and have been following you for quite a while. It just might, rethink of something. Oh yeah, no, I haven't did that in the last 2 years. I should call, et cetera, X business now and get that done. Or two, people who didn't see this post from 2 years ago because they only just started following you recently, they haven't seen it either. So for them, it's new. It's old to you because you're in the business and you live it every day.
And sometimes I get questions like, well, I've already posted that, or I've already talked about that before. And I think we as marketers, and especially new marketers or maybe small business owners who are just so in their business that they're not really understanding marketing just yet, is that we have to give that touch point or that message, like a minimum, what is it, 15 times now, 20, who knows what the actual number is, but we need to like continually tell them what we do, who we serve, who, what we're providing, that kind of thing. So those continually repurposed pieces of content is an excellent idea. And people evolve too. Like I know even in for my own self, like my business model has changed significantly over the last year, and so it's brand new messaging for me. So I feel like people will know that I've changed gears a little bit, but no, like I have to continue to get the word out of what I'm doing, and that goes across the board for any kind of business owner, but particularly small business owners who are, they're working a side hustle or they're trying to get their passion project off the ground or that kind of thing.
They're wearing five hats, right?
Yeah.
It's the owner of the key business offering, HR, accounting, et cetera,
Yeah.
from there. So when you're time starved, it's nice to be able to think about you know, just even creating this basket of ideas that you
Ooh, I
have.
like
And
that.
it doesn't have to be, you know, 100 ideas as an example. You know, just think about, okay, well, I need like 10. Put your hand on the basket, and then how can I change this up from the last time that I did it? And great, now I've got my post. And you can do that again.
That's a
And
great idea.
so, and that's one thing you can do. Another one that I've been mentioning recently to a lot of folks, especially people who are maybe not comfortable with video, because obviously, you know, we're seeing more and more video through YouTube Shorts, Facebook Reels, you know, et cetera. One thing that might be nice to try, and I've done this with several of my clients recently, where, you know, even if the intention is not to post it to social, it's just to, you know, take your idea, get in front of the camera and record it and document it and document it for the time, but don't think about posting it to social. Think about, you know, looking back at that potentially 4 years in a row, 5 years in a row, 10 years in a row. So now you're going to have that video. Now, complete bonus if you can take that content and you can turn it into a social post or a blog post or et cetera. But it's great practice to be able to look back and like, oh yeah, I remember having that idea back in 2012. Maybe I can do that again.
Well, and speaking of, the business owner who's wearing all the hats, what is your take on advertising on social media?
I'm a big fan of paid media. I always have been. Looking back, like this is 20 years now that I've been in the paid media space,
20
and
years.
20 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Facebook didn't exist. Well, I think it may have existed, but not like we know it back then. But I'm a big fan of paid media, and I think for whether it's a small business owner, you know, even the big enterprise, et cetera, when it comes to, so I'll just give you an example. So let's say you write a social post and it begins to have some reach and it gets some momentum, right? But you're also starved for time and you don't know what I'm gonna post tomorrow. Like this one is doing quite well. So that might be one where if that post begins to take off, that's when you can go and put some money behind it so even more people can see it. And the really good thing about using a platform like Facebook or most people use it like Meta, is that if you do the boosting, I'll call it the boosting, but if you're going to amplify a social post, the good thing is that if you know your audience and who the intended audience is, you can actually use the budget or the budget that you want to go and make sure that more people of who your target audience is see it. And because it's already organically, you know, getting comments and reach and engagement, you know it's working. This just allows you to amplify that reach even further. And that might, and then all of a sudden, well, maybe I can let this post stay there for a week or 10 days, or depending on, again, like if it's an evergreen post, it can stay longer. If it's something that's more short term, then, you know, it might only have a shelf life of a couple of days. But using paid to amplify the time that you're putting in for some social, very big, like go for it, like do that.
Definitely worth it. Well, I have one last question for you, Sheldon, and that is, can you offer or what is your idea of some best practices tips around engaging content? So I know we've talked a lot about reach, but how do we get people to comment and like and share?
So this one I'm actually going to flip back kind of like the other way. So when we use social like as a business and we're creating content, a lot of the time we're really thinking about like, you know, what can I do in my business? Like what can I post? What can I do? And I think a lot of times you kind of flip it the other way and begin to scroll through your feed and ask yourself like, oh, I can answer that question or I can add value to that and just start taking the time to go and create the responses on other people's content and contributing valuable content. And then it may not happen tomorrow, it may not be next week, it might not be next month. But if you continue to do that, then eventually, as you're posting more of your content, it will resonate with those people as well. And the other thing that I really like about doing that is that as you're going through that practice, you often begin, oh, that was, I can answer that question. I'm gonna put that one in my basket. Like I can turn that into my own post next week, right? Because I've already answered that question.
That's
So,
such a fantastic answer. I love that.
It's easy to do. You can, you know, whether you're watching a hockey game, waiting for a plane, you know, whatever it is that you're doing in the course of the day, it doesn't take long.
Right.
But you just scroll through your feed. And some of the places, again, like if you just think, even if it's like the business that maybe it's a business that's a complement to yours, as an example. So you know, you scroll through a post and they post something and there's like zero comments.
Yeah.
Right. But then you make that comment.
Right.
Right. Like
Which,
obviously
yeah.
you really captured their attention. They're a compliment to
Yes.
you.
Yeah.
And then like, oh my God, like, you know, here's Sheldon and Lori again commenting on this post. Or,
Yeah.
you know, and you begin to, okay, great. And you do that 3, 4, 5 times. So then they would begin to comment back on your post.
Right. Oh, I love that strategy so much. That is definitely something worth spending time on, like taking the time to do that. Absolutely.
I'm going to add one little added piece to this one as well. And this goes back to part of the it depends and you know the approach. So in many cases, especially if it's a business, they'll or a personal brand, someone in a personal brand, they typically are posting maybe the same post across networks. So if you make a response on X, pretty sure you can go and have a look on Instagram or Facebook because they posted the same content and you can actually take the comment and the value that you've added and post it across all three platforms. So now they really begin to notice you.
Oh my goodness. This is honestly something I've never practiced and definitely feel like I should be. That's such great advice. And everybody has time, like you said, sitting on the couch watching hockey, which for the watcher and listener, Sheldon and I are both big hockey fans. And so, yeah, I mean, it's something that is so easily done, and we just need to take the time to do that. So, and everybody can do that. Wow. You have offered so many great tips today, Sheldon. Tell everybody where they can find you or how they can reach you.
Most of the content you'll find will be, you know, it'll be on my own personal brand, which if you just even just visit like sheldonpayne.com, you'll see some content there. Most channels are still Sheldon Payne or an underscore, et cetera. And then there's our company, Newfound Marketing, again, Newfound and then marketing. And you can find a lot of our content there. Most of the content is going to be through LinkedIn and Facebook. Those are the two platforms of our choice that we like to be able to publish. As much as we would love to be able to do content on other channels, those are the two that we find are quite busy for us. And then if you are visiting our website, then by all means, take a minute to come and also join our email newsletter, which you can kind of get some of the additional tips and content that we publish.
Thank you so much. This has been such a treat, and I'm just very, very grateful to have you on the podcast today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be able to connect after all these
Yeah.
years of being able to go back and forth through social again.
I hope you got so much out of this episode. I know I did. Every time I speak with Sheldon, I learn something new. Speaking of learning, if you are looking for your very own marketing coach and social media coach, I have a group coaching session that launches again on May the 1st. It's a 6-week group coaching experience where we meet one time a week for 6 weeks. But if group coaching isn't your thing, I also do one-on-one coaching. So be sure to visit the link in the description of this video. I'd love to connect with you and hopefully become your marketing mentor. We'll see you next time.